Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Carrie, time to take that deep dive. We're talking about kind of getting more into some details here and, some more information on that people can actually use as real practical.
Absolutely. If you've ever thought of a mortgage refinance, and what's different than a renewal versus a refinance, Dave? If your mortgage is coming up for renewal, what ends up happening is if you have $300,000 left in 20 years, you're just setting a new rate for the next term. All of those particulars stay in play. So you still keep your $300,000, you still keep your 20 years that you have left, and you set a new rate, so your new payments for the next term. That's a renewal. What a refinance is, Dave, is that's when you go back and you rewrite the amount of your mortgage. Commonly, we do this for debts. We do it sometimes for large ticket purchases and just to reduce the amount of expenditures that my clients are paying. There's a few rules that we have, and there's some hard and fast rules that came out in 2012 from the government that we have to fall under. One of them is you now have to leave 20% equity in your property. Now, this is different than if you're buying a house, Dave, because if you go out today and buy a $400,000 house, you have to put 5% down if you're going to live in that house, whether that's your first house or your 10th house. If you or your family members are going to live in that house, you can put 5% down. However, if you've already bought the house and now you want to rewrite the mortgage, you now have to leave 20% equity in the house. This doesn't mean you have to come up with the cash. This means that if the $400,000 house, the maximum mortgage that you can take now on that house and rewrite is $320,000. Mm-hmm. So if you have a $300,000 mortgage already, you've got $20,000 worth of room. Now, this is different than equity because you have a lot more equity. It's just that you have to leave a certain amount of equity into the property.
It has to just still be there as a buffer.
It's a little bit of deceiving information because people say, well, I have $100,000 of equity in my house and I can only take out 20 grand. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the rules are different between a refinance and a purchase. So let's go down the refinance trail. So let's say you are that $400,000 house. You have a $300,000 mortgage. It's coming up for renewal. And you say, you know what, Carrie, we've been sitting on, you know, this line of credit that never seems to go away, or these credit cards that are just kind of continuing to nag on us. Would I be able to rewrite the mortgage now and add that 20 grand in? Yes. Would there be any fees? Not if you use my free mortgage refinance. Do I pay extra interest? No. Does it hurt my credit? Absolutely not. If anything, it's going to boost your credit because you've now went and paid off unsecured high rate credit cards, mm-hmm. and put it on the mortgage. So there's nothing harmful about refinancing mortgage. It doesn't look bad on your credit bureau. It's the smartest, most savvy way to take advantage of the equity in your property at the lowest rates possible. So if you're up for renewal and that is an option that you want to take advantage of, what I say is a couple of months, up to 4 months prior to your renewal, we need to start working at this process so that I can clear up those debts. And they say, well, do my credit cards have to be canceled? No. Mm-hmm. You know, or am I getting a slap on the wrist because, you know, naughty, naughty, you've now spent 20 grand on your credit card. You shouldn't have done. Absolutely not. Most of the time what ends up happening is we deposit that $20,000 into your bank account and then you go to online banking and you pay off your RBC Visa at 19.5% and all is happy. What you save is all of that extra interest. And I have a story because I do lots of these and I love mortgage refinancing because it takes the stress out of it. Mm-hmm. We're entering the most stressful time of the year, you know, the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most stressful for a lot of people. We're spending money at every stop and we're charging things. A lot of people wait till January and they say, okay, that's it. That's the end of it. We're going to do something. Maybe you want to get ahead of the game and maybe you want to have a little bit of stress prior to Christmas. Did one of these recently, a $220,000 mortgage. They were paying $1,250 a month. They had $50,000 in credit cards and people might go, gasp. No, I see this every day of the week, Dave. Many, many, many people run credit for various reasons. We sometimes we convert our credit. If you have higher interest rate credit and you get an offer from somewhere else, then you end up having to have an expense and you end up putting it on a line of credit or a credit card. And, you know, over time, it's funny how fast that adds up. So I see this all the time. So what I did was I took the 220 and the 50, and then we ended up doing a $290,000 mortgage because there was some upcoming expenses that we needed. 2.89%, rolled it out over a longer amortization to free up some cash flow. The savings for these folks was $873 a month.
Wow.
No joke.
That is so significant.
Life-changing.
Yes.
Life-changing. I have and this kind of breaks into my more mature clients because I have a lot of folks that maybe are retired. Maybe they are not working a job anymore and they have different sources of income and they say, what can I do with my mortgage to try to ease up on these payments? What options do I have? So what you're able to do, if you have CPP income, you have OAS, if you have pension income, if you have RIF income, there is no age discrimination with a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. So what you're able to do is you're able to combine all of those payments into one and get the relief savings. And I have clients that say, well, I'm not going to live for 20 years, Carrie. What can I do a mortgage for 20 years? We'll do a 30-year mortgage if that's what you're looking for. The options are endless. And what I have is so many lenders at my fingertips. I recently just did a really nice little, wonderful little family, a mortgage for them. The daughter, you know, I can't remember how old she is, probably in her early 30s, wanted to buy her first house. Mm-hmm. She had been saving for a long time. I was only able to qualify her for $250,000 with the income and expense and stress tests and all of that, $250,000. She wanted to buy a house for $350,000. Her mother, who had recently retired and didn't have a job, was going to be living with her in this house. And they said, well, $250,000 really isn't going to do it. And I said, well, what about putting mom onto the mortgage? We can use her CPP and OAS. And it was just enough to bump us over that mark that where they needed. And they've recently taken possession of her very first house and they're absolutely delighted. So if you know of somebody that is in their later years that is either looking to downsize and perhaps going to be needing another mortgage, looking to clear it up, and you really don't have to be a mature client. I'm giving you just an example of the range of clients I'm able to help this holiday season. If you're looking even for a refinance in your later years, you need to give me a call and check out the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage.
Well, and that's just it too. I mean, because you tailor to each specific individual situation and needs and wants, it gives you that opportunity to be able to work across a full spectrum of people. Right. And what they're needing and what they're looking for.
And people say, I want my friends and my family to be able to deal with someone that I can trust and that's going to give them the advice that they need. And that's not going to overcharge them or, you know, that's going to be around. You know, that seems like the perfect fit for a Carrie Cardinal mortgage. The beauty part of the application process, Dave, is I'm able to deal with you on the terms that you want to deal with. Some people like meeting face-to-face in the office. I love meeting my clients. Some people like to do an online application because we're busy and we like that. I love working with online applications. Some people like to start over the phone. They like to do texting. Whatever your means of communication is, whatever your terms are, the Carrie Cardinal Mortgage is the perfect fit for that because I'm totally tailorable to whatever your mortgage needs and your personal needs are.
Well, and too, you know, with the changes in technology and the advents of availability for technology for very many people, all of a sudden you're not restricted to a specific narrow geographic area that, you know, oh, you have to come and see me, you have to come and see me. You can do this online. You can do this over the phone. You can do this long distance.
The Carrie Cardinal Mortgage is far and wide. And it reaches everyone. As long as you've got good credit and you're looking for a residential mortgage over $100,000, I have options for you.
Carrie, as always, great chatting with you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, Dave.
First stop, as we talk about technology and how things have changed, the website. I think saying that like 20 years ago. CarrieCardinal.com. CarrieCardinal.com is the website. Lots of information there. There's a way to get started with an application. There's contact back and forth that you can communicate and connect through there. There's also some little tips and suggestions and backgrounds in history as well. So it's a great resource for people who are starting out, Carrie.
Thanks, Dave.
Best bet, give Carrie a call. This has been The Mortgage Show with Carrie Cardinal.